Mobility is the key. Wer sprintet, braucht stabile Sprunggelenke. Wer wirft, merkt jede Belastung in der Schulter. Und wer viel läuft, kennt das Ziehen in den Knien. Ich selbst merke das manchmal bei etwas längeren Läufen. Und Gelenke sind einfach die Grundlage für jede Bewegung, egal in welcher Disziplin. Und genau deshalb habe ich mir die Mobility-Routine von Avea genau angeschaut. Das Duo aus Mobilizer und Kollagen-Activator wurde entwickelt, um Entzündung zu reduzieren, die Beweglichkeit zu verbessern und die Regeneration nach harten Sessions zu beschleunigen. Der Mobilizer sorgt für geschmeidige Bewegungen und weniger Steifheit. Und der Kollagen-Activator unterstützt deine Kollagenproduktion, damit deine Gelenke auch langfristig belastbar bleiben. Und das Beste, Avea steht auf der Kölner Liste. Getestet, geprüft und somit sicher für Leistungssportlerinnen und Leistungssportler. Ich habe es getestet und wenn du deine Gelenke fit halten willst, probier es aus. Mit meinem Code ATHLET15 bekommst du 15% Rabatt auf deine erste Bestellung. Avea, Schweizer Qualität für deine Gelenke. Den Link dazu findest du natürlich in den Shownotes.
Welcome back to episode 2 of our WMA podcast. Boyke, you've been watching it all up close. What have you been seeing over there?
Yeah, hi Benjamin, nice to be back. I just can say it's an amazing event so far. Today is for me is Wednesday this time. and we had several interesting things. So like we had world records over the 60 meter dash women and men, the several cup records on the 60 meter dash as well. Maybe as interesting, there was one guy in the age group 90 to 95 from Mongolia who has won. So I mean we are in Florida, he's over 90 years old and from Mongolia and is winning the 60 meters. So that was really amazing.
He lives in Mongolia.
And he comes over and then he does.
Wow, with 95 years.
95 years. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And other funny thing is there is a small Hungarian team. And there are some guys who have friends in at home from Hungary, and you can see them watch over the phone, because if you ever listen to Hungarian, you don't understand the word. So the Hungarians love it that in Florida is somebody from home who's talking to them. So that was pretty funny as well. We have seen, I told about the opening ceremony at the beginning in the first episode. That was really amazing. And what you can say, even after those last days, this championship is different. It's absolutely different because the atmosphere all over the places are very good. The volunteers are on a very high level. And you can see it in the results as well. So there are some outstanding results. I think we have talked about Leon Martinez before, the Swedish guy. He made it not only to the final, he achieved to win, which is with all his injuries very, very surprising. It's a great competition so far, and we really like it here.
And who impressed you the most in the last couple of days? The guy from Mongolia, Lionel?
It's hard to pick out one because there are so many differences. I mean, sometimes there is in the ladies categories, what was it, 75 or 80. If you see them running 3,000 meters, it's just like, wow, it doesn't matter if where they come from or what time they run. I don't even know, because it's not important. It's just about the competition that they be there. And then we had the multi events yesterday, so the pentathlon. And I did when I was a young guy. I did the decathlon as well, and you remember we talked about it in our first podcast. That there is nothing better than finishing a multi-event.
Yes.
And that was exactly what you have seen yesterday. Again, we had the male 35s and 40-45s on yesterday, the days before the women and some older guys. And throughout the fields, it was just like every time when you do multi-event, helping each other, supporting each other, fighting each other, of course, because you want to win. But that was really impressive to see how the foreign countries connect together, get together, support them. I mean, for me, as a part of the team management for Germany, I'm going with our athletes through the competition, but there are, as always, some guys from other countries, which I'm also coaching because we know each other. And if they don't have any coaches with them, they ask me to help. And so it's a really international thing. And yeah, it was very cool. And you can hear it in my voice. I shout. It was very loud.
But you also talked to Rachel Guest in the last couple of days.
Yeah, brilliant. Enjoy.
Rachel Guest, Tell me, who are you? How old are you? What are you competing?
Well, I'm Rachel Guest. I'm 49 years old. I'm from Surprise, Arizona. And I'm competing the pentathlon while we're here, long jump, and the 60-meter hurdles.
As far as I know, you have been here before.
Yes.
You have competed in one or two world championships before.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about your past in the Masters Athletics.
I've been fortunate to make the podium a number of times. My first WMA event was in 2011 when it was in Sacramento. I was finally old enough to compete at WMA, and I feel very proud to say I have medaled at every WMA that I have competed, so.
And the time before being a Masters athlete, tell us a bit about this time.
I was an athlete in high school. I had never run track prior to high school, and the coach found me after my freshman year in our physical education class. I broke two school records. And so he asked if I would run. I was like, yeah, I was thinking of doing it, and found I wasn't too bad. So as a sprinter, ran 200, 400 meters in high school and received a track scholarship and competed at a community college level and got a full ride track scholarship from there to a university. And it was when I started in college that they thought you would be a good heptathlete. So as a college athlete, I learned how to hurdle, to jump, to throw, and ended up being an All-American, and took some time off, you know, get married, have kids, and found the love again once I discovered Masters Track existed.
What's your favorite discipline right now and back then?
I would probably say hurdles. Mm-hmm. Hurdles has always been a favorite of mine. I used to say it was a close toss-up with high jump, but mm-hmm. as I'm getting older, I just don't jump as high. So
it's not that fun anymore.
No, not at all. Yeah. So when you're not as good, you find a way to not love it as much.
Yeah, free. Yeah.
But I'm finding a love for long jump, even though, again, I'm not jumping as far as I once was. It's still an event I really enjoy. So
you are also one of the WMA ambassadors.
Yes.
Can you give us something? What's your job? What are you doing there? What is the special thing about being an ambassador for us?
So the great thing about the ambassadors is we're individuals that not only are great in our sport, we also have demonstrated strong contributions within our communities, and we're all over the world. So, you know, people from, you know, all the various nations. And I was actually very surprised that I was nominated, let alone selected, to be in the inaugural group of the ambassadors. And so, you know, for us, it's just continuing to support the sport that we're in, you know, being that voice, being that face of Masters Track and Field, and helping people see that we can still be a part of this world.
Yes.
Throughout life.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, we still continue to support our local communities and do all the things that we're passionate about.
I'm asking pretty much everybody for this podcast, tell me the gossip. What's going on in Gainesville at the World Champs already? Do you know anything in particular? We need the yellow press stuff.
I don't know if I know any gossip. I think the one thing at least that seems to be a hot topic, at least amongst the athletes I've spoken to, it's the relays. And we have the mixed relay that people can set world records. So there's a lot of this, who should run on it, right? You know, because, you know, you've got two of each gender on that mixed relay, and how is that going to impact your, you know, your gendered relays? And so it's been, I think, the most common topic discussed as far as what I've been involved
in. I think this is the most common topic on every World Championships, because I know it in particular for the German team. It's the biggest discussion all the time.
Right.
Like, who's on which relay? We have captains for every single... Mm-hmm. So it's different.
Yes.
One last sentence. What do you think about... I mean, you've been to many, many championships mm-hmm. before. What do you think about Gainesville? Is it something special, or is it just American average?
You know, I have to say, I've had the privilege, because I sit as secretary on USATF Masters Executive Committee. I just came into this role in December. But what it's allowed me to do is sit in on a lot of the phone calls and organization, because we did our indoor nationals here a month ago. What I can say from my involvement over the years, I really am impressed with the local organizing committee. I feel like they have been extremely open to trying to accommodate anything we can do to make this event special. Even as small as the little fun events and activities within the athlete village. And we don't see that every championship. Yeah, and I do feel like they're trying to put a little special touch that we don't necessarily see every year.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was Rachel. It was, as always, a big pleasure to talk to her. Rachel is a fantastic person, and she's not only a great and highly decorated athlete over the years. She's a very strong person, and as a WMA ambassador, she's a great relief for all of us. But she's just cool. And the funny thing is, we had this. We have shown the WMA ambassadors to a broader audience, because it's one thing to see them online, but it's a different thing to see them offline. So we had them on stage here in Gainesville, and this stage was powered by Kahoo. Kahoo is, you can see it here. Kahoo is our sponsor for clothing, for gears, for shoes, and they do have a streamliner here as well, where you can see the history of Kahoo. And I took the chance to talk to Hoop, and Hoop is from the Netherlands. So we tried to talk in German first, and then we decided, no, maybe. We switched to English. But just listen to Hoop. Why is Kahoo at the World Masters here in Gainesville?
Tell me your name and tell me your profession. What are you doing?
It's Joep Valkenberg. I'm the CEO of Kahoo.
But Joep is not a Finnish name, isn't it?
Not extremely. No.
So where are you based?
My roots are in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah.
Kahoo is based in Finland.
Kahoo is originally from Finland. It is officially a Dutch company these days.
Okay.
And to continue with the confusion, it is now owned by an Italian family and by an American family.
Okay.
I would be the American part.
And this is a good bridge, because we are in America.
Yes.
But where are we, and why are you here?
Well, we are at World Masters Athletics in Gainesville, Florida, and we were invited to participate as a sponsor at this event. This is actually our third event with World Masters. We've done it in Tampere, Finland, and in Jesolo, Italy. And we sincerely enjoy the international spirit of this event and the respect for track and field that we share a lot of values with.
Yeah. We just had a chat before, and you told me it's always amazing to see some of the athletes that they are still competing, what they achieve. What for you, as have you been an athlete before as well? Or
in my own right, not a professional.
So if you see, what do you think? What's the special thing about athletics in our age?
Well, what I'm amazed with is the number of elderly athletes that I meet here, some of which just started. People that started pole vaulting in their 60s, people that currently are undergoing terrible diseases. I met one gentleman from Canada who had chemo last week, and today he was running the cross country at 83.
Wow.
So it sort of puts your own obstacles in perspective, and it shows you that anything is possible if you put your mind to it and your body. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very interesting. I also really enjoy the exercise science center here, where they're trying to understand why people perform well at certain sports. So I think there's still a lot to be unlocked for the athlete in all of us, mm-hmm. right? If we can understand our own potential.
Maybe we're coming back to Kahoo a bit. I think it's not the most traditional way for a company like yours to advertise Masters Athletics.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you doing it? Because we're loving it, but yeah. Why are you doing it?
Well, actually, we do enjoy having the tradition of track and field. My partners have a long history there. We were partnering with the Rome European Championships last year. And for us, I think everybody here is into running. We might not have specific spikes for all the disciplines, but in the end, everybody here needs a good pair of running shoes. And this audience is really captive and open to listen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So do you have any plans where we see you again at any Masters Athletic Championships?
I hope so. I hope, I think it's coming back to Europe in 27.
Not the worlds, but the indoors, 26 to Turun, to Poland.
Uh-huh.
But that's the European ones.
Okay.
It's not, no, 26, we have the outdoors in Daegu, South Korea.
Yes.
So, yeah. We will see.
Okay, well, we look forward to find out.
Okay, thanks for the time.
Oh, very cool.
Boyke, I heard some people actually recognized you and mentioned the podcast. What was it like?
Yeah, that was amazing. I was trying to buy a drink, and there was a guy and the lady, she was selling the drinks, and they were pretty much flirting, so there was something in the air. And I was waiting. I said, I'm sorry, I really don't want to interrupt you because there's something going on, but I need a drink. And they were laughing and said, oh, sorry, yeah. And then the guy who had the drink as well, he turned to me and said, I do recognize you. And I said, I don't know, you're a young American sprinter. I don't know. And he said, well, you're doing the podcast. And that was amazing. That was amazing because not that I got recognized, but I got several feedbacks from athletes, from officials, that they are already know and listen and see our podcast. So that's a very cool thing for us, for Benjamin and the WMA. Because we're doing this not for us, we're doing this for the athletes and for the guys at home to see what's going on in here. So that was cool. Yeah, that was funny.
But I would like to know, did they recognize you because of your voice or because of your face? Because sometimes when I'm in Germany in athletic stadiums, people talk to me and say, I know your voice. I heard your voice before. And then we talk about the podcast, the Main Athlete podcast.
This particular guy, he recognized my face. I mean, I'm an old white bloke, so we have some of them here. So I was quite surprised that he could see anything out of it. There were two officials from the WMA, so from the management. They heard me talk about something and they said, well, you're the guy from our podcast. And I say, yeah, exactly. That's me. So it's a mix. But for me as a former radio guy, I would love to be recognized by my voice. But I think we are in a very visual world already. So it's the mix. Yeah.
Did anyone share ideas for future episodes?
No, but this is our call to action to you guys, to our listeners. Send over whatever you want to tell us. So positive feedback, negative feedback, any wishes for content, because Benjamin and I, we have a plan what we want to do. So for the next episodes, there will be some interviews again with a very, very special person from America, because she has a story to tell, believe me. But if there's something that you want to talk about, that you want to hear anything, any kind of gossip maybe again, but there is not that much gossip going on, obviously, because we are all concentrated on sports.
Of course
we're the good ones. But if there's anything you want to talk about or want us to talk about, just let us know.
So you can send us a direct message over Instagram, or when they recognize you in the stadium today. But today you are also as an athlete.
Yes.
In the competition, right?
Yes. Yes. I think now it's in less than 3 hours, I will leave the hotel. Right after our recording, I'm going in the zone. I'm having the discus competition today, which is my second best throw. It's a huge field. I think we are 27 throwers. In the registration list, so we have two groups, And I have to win my group to get into the top eight, which would be a huge achievement. But I really have to deliver something for that.
So good luck. And I think our episode will be online after your competition. So
very good. So I don't have to think about it.
And for everyone who wants to listen to our podcast, you will find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. This episode and also the next episode will be on YouTube. I will put everything in the show notes of our episode. And yeah, Boyke, hope to hear and see you soon again.
Thank you very much, Benjamin. And thanks for everybody for listening to us.